This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for All Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, my brother.
Hola. Gary, welcome to the program. Your guess Gary. Is as good as mine. Are you ready to go on this one?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What do we want?
Gary, we have the top 10 Thanksgiving foods. There are people who meticulously plan their Thanksgiving menu several weeks in advance. Everyone else, well, I'll see you at the grocery store on Wednesday night. But either way, most of us are having the basics. And a new poll asked people what they're planning for their Thanksgiving table. And believe it or not, almost 20% of the population, they don't do anything for Thanksgiving. A lot of those people work.
Sure.
A lot of the people just don't celebrate the holiday. But either way, we have the most popular food. These are not sides. They're, Gary, they're everything.
Okay.
All right. So we have the most popular.
Everything.
Okay. Are you want to go with what Americans plan to eat for Thanksgiving or the best countries in the world for tourism?
Wow. You know what? Let's go with Thanksgiving because it is Thanksgiving. I'd love to go to the countries, but yeah, let's go Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Fill in the holiday spirit.
All right, Gary, you know how the game is played. Get as many correct in said category before three strikes and you're out. Once you name the food, we will all chime in a little bit to see if our table will have these items on them as well. All right, so what is your first guess?
Turkey, of course.
Turkey's number one there, Gary. 84% of people plan to have turkey on the table during Thanksgiving.
We're doing turkey. We're just doing the turkey loin, just the four of us.
Okay. Yeah.
It's quicker, it's easier, not cooking that thing all freaking day.
I said in the past, too, when it's just been a small crowd, I've done just the chicken.
Yep. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Mike, you said you were going to smoke a breast as a test run and then give it a shot on Thursday?
No, I'm just going to smoke a breast for the wife and I a little bit later.
Okay, so you are having turkey, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I am not.
What are you eating?
I am eating Maryland crab cakes.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you ordered those.
Trying to make it a little bit different this year. Yes. All right, Gary, you're one for one. Turkey is number one. 84% of people plan to have that.
Number two would be ham.
Ham. Ham is 32 on the list.
Wow.
I'm sorry, number 12 with 32% of the population.
Wow. I feel like the ham shows up with the turkey at Christmas.
I actually bought a little ham for Thanksgiving.
So you are going to have ham.
We were at the grocery store again, and I just saw it sitting there, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to glaze this bitch.
You sad little ham.
Yeah, a little sad, little
but that is great.
Ham and turkey, too.
That's great for sandwiches later on.
That was part of my thinking, honest to God.
Okay.
All right, listen, man, I think we got to focus down on the tried and true, right? So we have turkey. You got to look at mashed potatoes, stuffing, sweet potatoes.
Of course. Yep. I'm going to go with the dressing, of course.
Stuffing. Number five.
Yeah.
64% of people plan to have stuffing on their Thanksgiving table. I do as well. But mine will be stovetop. I just think it tastes good.
It does.
Mashed potatoes.
Number two, Gary. That is number two. Almost 70% of the population plan on having mashed potatoes.
I will be having mashed potatoes.
On the table. I as well. Haven't quite determined if I'm going to go instant or real. This would be the one time of the year where I should go real.
Yeah, we bought the potato. We bought pretty much everything we need Sunday.
Okay. Ted, mashed potatoes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mike, mashed potatoes?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Miles, also, man, you could look at some of those Bob Evans and stuff. They make, like, pre-made ones of, like, chives and garlic.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, you're right. I know exactly. It's right near where the brisket is.
Oh, yeah, those are good, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the
right by the meat.
The pre-made pork products.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you buying meat? You probably want this.
All right, Gary, you got 3 of the 10, turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuffing. You have one strike with 2 strikes remaining.
I'm going to take a leap with the ugly green bean casserole.
Number 7, 49%. That will not be on my dinner table.
No. If I get any, Mike, I'm giving it to you.
Not allowed in my house. Don't even bring it.
See, my table, the place I'm going.
You'll be denied access.
Somebody will make it.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough. Yeah, I just know I'm not going to make. Like, if you brought it over, fine. Eat it. Enjoy it. Or if I knew people loved it, I would make it. But yeah.
Did you eat any of your onion toppings over the weekend?
Yes. I had crock pot it, pulled apart some pork, and then added the onions on top.
You know what?
Okay.
I actually bought some of those yesterday. We were at the store. It was in a little bag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what, man? I'm grabbing one of these.
Gary, you're correct. With green beans, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and turkey, you have 1 strike against you. There are 6 more of the most popular things we will eat for Thanksgiving on the list.
Well, pumpkin pie is going to be in there, of course.
Pie is number 4. Whether it be pumpkin, apple, or whatever you prefer, yes, 67% of Americans will be eating pie as their dessert.
They're going to have rolls as a side, too, I'm sure. Dinner rolls.
Number 3. That thing.
Yeah, they are.
High on the list. 68% of people will have bread or rolls for Thanksgiving.
Does anyone eat cake at Thanksgiving? Yeah. You know, it's always pies. I've never heard anyone say, like, oh, for dessert, someone's cake. Mm-hmm. Cake, yeah.
Okay. My granddaughter wanted to make cake for Thanksgiving, and I said, what about pie? And she said, oh, I forgot. I was like, oh, she forgot about pie.
Gary, you're correct with number 1, turkey. Number 2, mashed potatoes. 3, bread and rolls. 4, pie. 5, stuffing. And 7, green beans. There are 4 items remaining on the most popular things that people eat on Thanksgiving here in America.
I would think gravy's got to be on there.
Yeah, I was going to mention gravy.
Number 6.
Of all kinds.
Okay, you've got the top 7. Gravy, 63%. How is that not higher if you have mashed potatoes?
That's what I'm saying, man.
It's got to be like 95%.
It should be right there with it.
Yeah.
I mean, with the stuffing, with
where was gravy
else
on that list, Miles?
Gravy was number 6.
All right.
But gravy is only 63% of people doing it. Which, to me, that's the glue that brings it all together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gary, you have 3 sides remaining.
Did I mention the cranberry sauce?
You have not.
Well, let's mention the cranberry sauce and take a gamble.
That is number 9. 46% of Americans will have cranberry sauce on the table. 2 remaining. 2 strikes left, Gary.
Okay, so I'm looking at my pantry as I'm standing outside.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number 1 checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm thinking there's nothing in here that I haven't already mentioned, so I'm going to go take a wild shot with a baron of beef or an alternative type.
An alternative meat, you mean?
Oh, these are all the remaining ones, Gary, are sides.
Yeah, let's stay away. We're good on meat.
Sides,
yeah.
Okay.
How about mac
and meat then? Let's go with sides. Let's see.
Mac and cheese?
Sweet potatoes.
I'm gonna say mac and cheese because that's a staple, definitely.
Oh,
number,
no, it's not.
Number 11.
Oh, so
and
close.
Just
wow,
almost made the top 10. 34% of people will have macaroni and cheese, though. All right, Gary. Hey. There are two sides remaining. You have one strike left. Ted has mentioned this.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes are on the list. They are number 8.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very
right.
good. 48% yeah. of the population. Now, Gary, I'm going to give you a yeah. hint. If you've listened to the show in the last okay. week, Ted has brought up the fact that he normally makes this side dish one time a year in slathered butter.
Oh, no. I have heard this, too, and my mind is going blank because of the men's room IPA. Let's see.
It's not a bad reason, though.
Yeah. I'm going to... buttered... Slathered in butter.
Slathered in butter.
Well, we already have number 5.
Stuffing is on the list.
What?
What do you make once a year slathered in butter?
I don't even know this one.
Is this a sausage? Is this the sausage stuffing that you add extra butter to?
No, no. Stuffing's covered.
That's right, we did cover stuff.
Even Ted looks confused.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, because he doesn't know what he made either.
Oh, I buy it and microwave it. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
You think of it as a summertime food, it's a Thanksgiving staple for me as well.
Corn, I'm going to guess. I would guess corn, man, slathered in butter.
Oh, it's corn on the cob. It's got to be.
Okay.
Corn.
That is correct. 41% of Americans plan to eat corn. Here's your top 10. Corn, cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, stuffing pie, bread and rolls, mashed potatoes, and turkey. Those are the top 10 most popular foods. Almost making the cuts, macaroni and cheese was number 11.
What, doubled eggs?
Ham was number 12. I cannot believe that's not on there. Brussels sprouts came in at number 13.
I hope there's deviled eggs.
Me too.
If somebody texted that in earlier, I'm like, I need to add that to my Thanksgiving dinner.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.